Shell commercial talking about, increasing drive, desire, and performance. And I
Oh,
was
yeah.
wondering, there seems to be a preponderance of those kinds of ads. I mean, they're just everywhere. Does that mean that there are a lot of people out there who feel that their drive, desire, and performance is lacking?
I think when they place that commercial, they're looking for a certain target market, and AM talk radio hits their
Yeah,
wheelhouse.
it has a bunch of old farts listening to it. So,
Well,
it
I mean, then
seems like
again,
it's a
I don't think a
preponderance.
lot of 12-year-olds are listening to FM radio saying, "You know what? That's weird. There's a lot of Coca-Cola ads on this."
Okay, now, Rick, may I ask you a personal question?
Certainly.
Do you think
Oh, Michael,
I am going to change the
Michael, I'm
subject now?
listening too.
Mom, I know. I haven't gotten around to introducing you yet, but I
Oh.
will. Don't worry. Rick, here's the personal question. And you know what? I'm going to ask this to my mom too. Do you think KSCO is going down the toilet?
Of course
No.
not.
Well, I received a very, very upsetting email about an hour ago from one of our regular listeners, whom I believe cares about the radio station. And, well, I don't know. I didn't have a topic for the Saturday special today, so I figured we could at least open with that topic. And I've thought of a few other things or something, but we'll do sort of an open mic. But Ma, welcome to KSCO. I'm at KSCO New North,
Yes, I
and
know
you're at
where you
KSCO
are.
Studios. Yeah.
And you took
And
my other son to the airport, and he's on his way to Germany, right?
Ma, jeez. I mean, does everybody have to know all that? But anyhow,
It's
you don't
nothing.
seem to mind, so I don't either. You're there to sign books today. It's another K day.
Hopefully.
And we, you know what we should be doing?
What?
I think we should be running an ad throughout the week on all the shows to say that you're going to be there for another K day on the sat during the Saturday special, so that a lot more people would show up. Otherwise, we're depending upon people to hear the announcement right on the Saturday special.
Well, I
And whereas
can't.
thousands of people might want to do that, they might not be able to act that quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but I might not be here every Saturday morning, so they
Well,
should
then we could
call
tell
in.
people
They call in
they should
that
call
day
first
and say,
and
"Is
talk
Kay
to Rick,
there?"
the pilot in command, and say, "Is Kay there?"
Right.
And if the answer is yes, then they'll come down. And if the answer is no, then they probably won't.
That's fine.
Okay. So anyhow, you're going to be there right up until noon, and you'll
Yes.
we have so many of your wonderful books, for people to enjoy, books of your commentaries, and they can get an inscribed copy any time during the week, but they'd have to get it first and then arrange to have it inscribed later or have it pre-inscribed. But I
Right.
think what you like to do is inscribe it according to what the purchaser wants,
Yeah, I'd
right?
like to visit with them too.
That
It's
too,
nice
okay.
to just chat.
All right. Well, Rick, we might as well start the program officially with a good morning jingle.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer?
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know on KSCO Radio.
Good morning, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley. So many people pronounce Silicon Valley incorrectly, so I've started to do it too. The Rubber Valley. Welcome to KSCO's Saturday special. We're going to be on the air right up until 12 noon. We invite you to participate by calling 479-1080. That's an area 831. And who knows what's going to happen today. We hope you will enjoy yourselves, though.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
here's what was so upsetting to me in the email. From Troy, you know, it says, Dear MZ, I think it would be prudent today to ask the faithful KSCO listeners, callers, if they are losing interest in your station because of the now, of it says now neutrality, but I think he means non-neutrality. Or maybe he means new neutrality. I don't know, but it says now neutrality of Ethan Behrman and Rebecca Costa's programs. Being politically center, all the people, maybe, all the KSCO people I correspond with totally agree. Furthermore, I listen to programs to hear what the great KSCO callers have on their minds, and lately they seem to be gone. I really like Ethan's show and listen to him every day, but for some reason his format does not compel me to call. Perhaps the other listeners such as Richard N. Watsonville, the great Ben in Salinas, Colonel Terry, and especially Georgia from Capitola, who was a host on Wednesday's KSCO Presents, could give some input on this matter. Thanks, loyal listener and fan of the Saturday Special, Troy from Scotts Valley. Now, I think that comes from Troy's heart. I don't think he's trying to throw a bomb, and nor am I. I mean, one of the things that makes people really appreciate KSCO, I think, is the fact that we're real and we're genuine and we truly want to know what you think and we're engaging. We want to engage our audience and listeners. So if you want to give us a call and weigh in on that, let me know. It's also been one of my favorite subjects all throughout the years. I mean, some people say that they get tired of hearing regular callers because they're largely predictable. I mean, they're wonderful people. They love the radio station and appreciate it and so forth. Some people think that you know, if all we can get, if all a host like me, for example, to get to call are the regular callers, then I'm not a very good host, you know? And I sort of think that, too. I mean, I'm of that belief, but what do you think? Other people say that's what makes the radio station what it is and gives it the charm that it has, is regular callers. Anyhow, I'm very, very interested in what you think. It could mean if some of these people that Troy misses, okay, and are not calling in, maybe it could be the reverse reason, that the radio station is coming up with such good content, such compelling content, that we don't need to rely on callers as a crutch like I do on the Saturday Special, right? Maybe it's just not necessary because, you know, Ethan and Rebecca, you know, to name the two people who were referred to in this email, do an awful lot of prep, and they're very, very intelligent hosts, and they have great, strong personalities. And if you're listening to talk radio, I think that's what people really want, and they want the ability to be able to call and weigh in. So what do you guys think? What do you think, Rick? What do you think, Ma? I mean,
callers and listeners are two entirely different things, in my view. There are people that are routine callers and people who are routine listeners. And the listeners are only ever going to listen. I'm a listener. I know I work here at KSCO, but I listen to talk radio a lot, and I never call and would never dream of calling because I enjoy listening to the theater that is talk radio. So I think when you're talking about listeners and callers, though, that is oil and vinegar. They don't mix. They're two completely different species.
Interesting perspective. Mar, are you in the studio? What do you think?
I agree with him. And also, different listeners have different interests that would make them want to call. So I don't think you can put your finger on one reason.
Uh-huh. Well, what I'm just fascinated by, if it's by the observation that Troy has made, that there are fewer calls from regular callers on KSCO, and is that a bad thing? Does that mean that callers are losing interest, or is that a good thing? Does it mean that we're putting out good enough material that even the regular callers don't feel compelled to call?
But regular callers change. Nothing remains the same, Michael.
I know. You know that. You know the saddest way that they change is that they pass on.
No, that's not the only reason.
No, that's the saddest reason. Yeah, and we lost a couple of regular callers within a 2 or 3 day period recently.
Well, we must.
Asa in Live Oak and Millie from Aptos or La Selva Beach.
That's not enough to change the format. I think that it behooves us to have very interesting topics to stimulate the audience. Okay?
Well, now, who can argue with that? I sure can't. So, anyhow, if you want to call in with a suggested topic here, 479-1080 is the phone number. I'm always interested in people's perception of the station and how we can make it better than it is. I like to think it's a pretty good station that we're all pretty proud of. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. And, in fact, I have this crazy idea of bringing the independent talk radio experience that KSCO provides its listeners to other parts of the country, particularly up here in the Bay Area, where there is a tremendous void with the departure of the greatest KGO. Talk radio station in the country, KGO, right. 18 months ago, and it's not being served. So there's a vacuum here, you know, in the Bay Area. Now KSCO gets into the lower half of the Bay Area with its on-air signal, maybe from Sunnyvale across the water to maybe Fremont. You could, it's a pretty strong usable signal. But once you get north of that, if you want to listen to KSCO in the Bay Area, you're going to have to put up with static and you know, it's not an easy listening experience. So I think that there is a tremendous, tremendous need up here in the Bay Area for non-corporate talk radio. Now, KGO has been a corporate radio station for many, many years, but for most of that time, for 30, 35 years, it was under the piloting of a man who understood that though a corporation can own it and pay and be responsible for it ultimately. The way the station, if it's run like a family, you know, where it sounds not as corporate, then that's a good thing. And that's what's missing, not only in the Bay Area, but throughout the country now. The only thing that you can pick up on all the jillions of talk radio stations they have out there is regurgitated, canned, syndicated programming. And not very much programming that serves the community instead of rapes the community, which is what I submit corporate mega media companies do with their one size fits all voice tracked programming that is supposed to fool people into thinking that it's live and local, and it ain't. It could be live, but it ain't local. What?
Well, you have to come up with some very stimulating subjects to make people want to challenge them.
Well, our hosts do that. That's their job. I mean, what the heck do I do except,
well,
you
you're
know,
supposed
put,
you're a host.
I put hosts on that I think will do that, you know.
And you do it too. Come up with a couple of stimulating subjects and the people will call.
All right, well, let's see. Our first caller today is Billy in Capitola. Billy, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mike. You know, a great example of how this station is so special would be last night when Charlie played songs and talked about a great Santa Cruz personality musician that we lost, Bob Bronson.
Oh, yeah, Bob. Oh, yeah. Rosie was so... I called her yesterday and said, how are you? And she was all down. She said, I'm sad. And I said, why? Bob Brosman died. Oh, yeah, of course that's sad. But that had happened the day before. And she was getting sadder and sadder the more she thought about it.
Yeah, and just, yeah, exactly. But that's, again, where a personal, independent, local station can make all the difference in the world and can be our part. And so I wanted to thank Charlie for that and thank you for that. And then I wanted to mention Ethan. I think Ethan Behrman is the future of talk radio. I think that having all right-wingers and all left-wingers, you and I agree on this, Mike. We don't think that's the way to go.
We do.
And, I know. Well, you and I are the best radio people alive today. You know that.
Well, don't forget Rich Lieberman, and don't forget Ethan Behrman. Well, you've
that's right. Well, and that's what I want to say. Ethan is the kind of guy where you don't know whether he's a lefty or a righty half the time.
You know the trick here. Here is the trick, and I've said this before. If I ever write a book, if I could ever sequester myself and discipline myself long enough to write a book, it's going to be about egos. And the power of egos and how egos can take over a person. There have been so many people over the years who have come to KSCO and have built up pretty nice audiences that call in and say nice things. Oh, you're a breath of fresh air. I love listening to you. The trick is for those people to remain grounded and not, you know, start thinking their bleep doesn't stink and all that kind of stuff.
You know what?
I mean,
I'm wrong about this, and I'll tell you why. Because I know how you feel about this, and you know, I know you're at least half right. But on the other hand, as we know, most people can't do talk radio. Most people are not fit to be hosts. It takes the kind of ego that, you know,
of course you got to have a big ego to begin with to even want to be on the radio. I understand that.
Yes.
But the trick is to not let that ego get overblown when you start getting the compliments, you know, in the emails and the voicemails.
The trick for management is to manage somehow a guy who's starting to, you know, get popular, get a little power, and that can be tricky. I get that, but it's inevitable.
Yeah.
It's inevitable, and that's your dilemma. The dilemma of the owner is exactly how to manage that. These growing egos, but with growing success. And if you can manage the two, you got something you can grow. And like Ethan is getting on stations all over America now.
He certainly is. I agree with you. I think Ethan has a great future in talk radio. Thank you,
really,
Billy. Appreciate the call. Brad in Live Oak, you're next on the KSCO special with MZ and K and I think Rick, so you can talk to any of us. And all the listeners.
MZK, good morning. I appreciate you taking the call. I actually hope that I'm one of the people that Troy may be talking about. I've been a listener for a couple of years now, and I started listening every day when I lost my job. However, over the last 3 months, I've since become employed again and haven't been able to call in, participate in the shows anywhere near as much as I used to.
But it's not because of our content. It's because of your personal situation that's changed. And by the way, congratulations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I listen on my breaks. I sit here for 15 minutes wishing I had extra time to call in. And I still turn the station on every chance I get. As a matter of fact, I think during this week, Rush Limbaugh was taking a swipe at you. Because I don't know any other station owners that have given callers a show, such as Georgia. And
what do you mean Rush Limbaugh taking a swipe at me? I don't get it, huh?
Well, he was talking about station owners who have given callers shows.
Oh, I see.
And kind of making a joke about it because they're so unprofessional. I want to thank you for doing that because it really does bring the locality of the station to the forefront.
Well, I think there's a place for everything. I think there's a place for professional broadcasters like Rush and like Alex Jones and
absolutely.
George Norrie. But, you know, enough already. I mean, you know, that we consider them sort of anchor tenants, if you will. But
absolutely.
for the rest of the radio station, we want to serve our community, and we and Rush can't do it. And Alex can't do it, and George can't do it because they're on hundreds of stations. You know,
absolutely, you're absolutely right.
They can't show favoritism for a particular station, or else the other stations will get their egos bruised and they'll drop the show.
There you go. I was really surprised because as soon as he said it, I immediately thought of you. As I said, I don't know of any other station owners who've done that. Of course, I don't know any other station owners. But I say kudos to you for doing it. It does bring one of the main reasons I became a listener and stood by this station is because of the sense of community you guys gave me while I was unemployed. And you let me participate in community discussions. And I appreciate that so much, still do. And that's why when I do have the opportunity to call in, I always will.
Oh, my God. Have you just given us some wonderful red meat for audio promo for the radio station? Thank you, Brad.
Well, thank you. And you guys have a good morning.
All right, thank you. That's Brad in Live Oak, 479-1080. That's in area 831, or you can email mz@ksco.com if you want to join the fray here. Well, it's not a fray at this point. This is sort of a nice, pleasant, civil discussion. But if you, I don't care if you want to call in and throw a bomb. I mean, you know, we're a voice for everyone, even bomb throwers. Now, Robert in Santa Cruz, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Hello, MZ.
Hey.
God bless you both.
Don't forget Rick. He's there, too, and without him, there's no show.
Lieberman?
No, Rick. Rick O'Shea.
Oh, Rick O'Shea.
Yeah, Rick O'Shea is the pilot in command. You have no idea. I'm in San Francisco now. Kay and Rick are at KSCO Studios. You are where you are. Jack in Salinas is presumably in Salinas, you know, our next caller. And there's nobody else. Nobody else is on the line at 479-1080 right now. What are we going to do when we're finished with you and Jack? We're just going to have to sign off, I guess.
No.
This is exactly why I'm calling. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is why I'm calling. Because I'm walking around Santa Cruz, and, you know, most of the people I talk to don't listen to our local radio station. And I want to change that. I want to set up a nice big radio, get a permit, and set it up at Steamer's Lane on one of the days when you're doing the old-fashioned shows like the Green Hornet and the detective shows and all that, Dragnet.
Sure.
And, you know, get people reinterested in, you know, in the old shows and stuff.
Robert, let me ask you this question. There's an awful lot of vibrancy in downtown Santa Cruz. And I was walking there just this week, scratching my head, looking at all the activity and thinking, asking myself, I wonder how many of these people even know about KSCO in our own downtown area. And maybe what we should be doing, if we were smart, is having a presence in downtown Santa Cruz, a little office or a studio or something where people can watch us broadcast from. What do you think? Is that a good idea or a lousy idea?
Well, I don't really need, we don't need to have a remote or anything. We just need a radio set up where everybody can kind of hear it. It's turned up not super loud, but loud enough for people to be able to sit on the grass with me. You know, I'll get a permit and everything for Steamer's Lane, and they can sit on the grass and listen to the Green Hornet or one of those really cool old-fashioned. They're so corny, you know what I mean, and the dialogue, and it's just so comforting. You know?
And then hear themselves, too. Oh, God help me for what I'm about to say now. Sure. No, I'm not going to. I don't know what the hell's. Okay, God help me. 687-8222.
That's what I'm planning is to do a kind of like a, you know, an open show for everybody and have the KSC.
Will you send me an email and with a sort of a proposal in it, and let's sort of make it happen? I mean, you know, let's sort of start moving in that direction so it becomes a reality, because we want to do innovative radio here, and that'll bring in more people, and more people means more K book sales, more longevity product sales, more advertising sales on the radio station. It all sort of grows, and it also means more voices on the radio that will make it a more interesting. You know, it sort of you know, feeds on itself, that kind of a thing. You know, and I get excited about it.
It could be the binding that ties all us local Santa Cruz people together, and to be able to fight, you know, incoming minutia, you know, the bad stuff.
That's not a new idea, boys. Wait a minute, Michael. When we came to town more than 60 years ago, there was always a representative of the radio station downtown talking to people, walking.
You mean man on the street type thing?
Yes. Yes.
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Well, I'll get the picture and show it to you, Michael.
Well, I was minus 4 years
you
old,
were,
so
I, no,
so my, so
around,
no wonder I didn't know that.
That's
huh.
right. Yeah.
So I believe in the station so much. I want. I'm going to turn people on. It's going to be called Turn Santa Cruz On to KSCO.
Just all right.
Come up with a stimulating subject, and then everybody will start calling.
Robert, hey, the phone lines are jammed now, so
good.
We've done something right. Yeah, so good. Robert, thank you so much. Do send me an email if you want to, you know, develop that idea further and specifically, okay? You know, technology is absolutely amazing these days. We can make things happen. We've got the best engineering staff you can have with Richard B. Luther II and Billy Graff. Holy Christmas, it just doesn't get any better than those guys. So let's take advantage of them. Yeah, all right. So anyhow, there goes, thank you, Robert. Who's next? Oh, Jack in Salinas. 10 minutes he's been waiting. But you're on the air now, Jack. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, and thank you all for the program.
Hi, sure. Jack.
Hello.
Hijacking is a bad thing, but no, that's okay.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to weigh in on the issue of the difference between regular callers and listeners. And I am both a chronic listener and a regular caller. And what motivates me is when I feel that there's a point that is being missed in the conversation, I feel compelled to call in and try to get the point addressed.
That's good.
So what is the point? What is that point today that moved you to call in?
Well, the one of the main points about my appreciation for the programming of particularly the Saturday special is that you directly address issues that affect the community, not just the surrounding communities. The Drake's Bay oyster issue is one of them. I would have never heard about that if it hadn't been for KSCO, or the Saturday special in particular, because a lot of your even your local talk hosts tend to address larger issues and don't really get down to the political nitty-gritty of the community the way the Saturday special does. And I think it's important because, you know, we live in a representative democracy and people need to be engaged in the process, and without information, the information in an open forum, you know, Greek style open forum is kind of what you have here on the Saturday special, where everybody can have input and everybody can listen to everybody's input, as opposed to reading a newspaper and having, you know, a column filled with the opinion of the writer.
True.
It really, really adds a lot to the discussion and helps to form opinions and ideas that wouldn't be available otherwise.
It's an unedited old media forum. Yeah. The internet provides, people who use the internet can comment on things. Rich Lieberman has a tremendously popular blog, 415media.com, that I highly recommend people get in the habit of. In fact, we were supposed to put up a link on KSCO.com yesterday, and it spaced out. I spaced out, so I need to contact our webmaster, Jonty, for that. But 415media.com, Rich puts out different stories every day, sometimes multiple stories, that suit his fancy, and there are always comments. It's an interactive two-way thing, but it's not real time like talk radio is, you see. And
right.
both of these medium, talk radio, which is an older traditional medium, is real time, you know. So you can really quickly interact with people. Whereas blogging, where you can write comments, I might write a comment on something a blogger has said, and it probably won't get responded to immediately because people are out doing things. And when they get around to reading the story and the comment, you know, that'll move them to participate, it might be 12 hours later.
Exactly.
You don't have the immediacy that you do with talk radio.
You can't walk around and still be engaged in the conversation, walk around the house and be doing things. And what I would compare it to is like, the people meeting in the town square to have a discussion about the issues. You know, like you could see Ben Franklin down there and Philadelphia and all the people gathering around to talk about how things, you know, what's going on, you know, are they going to put bricks on the street or, you know, whatever, you know, and then all the people get down there and talk about it, as opposed to having to, you know, and talk radio makes it much more convenient because it brings it right into your home, as opposed to having to go down to City Hall where everything's, you know, tightly controlled.
All right, well I should change our question of the day. Jack, I should change our question of the day from, do you think KSEO is going down the toilet, to, what do you think we can do to keep KSEO from going down the toilet, you know, at all costs, at any cost? What should we do? Because that's, we want to keep growing, we want to keep changing, we want to keep rolling with the punches and going with the flow and responding to, you know, what people need. You know,
right. I think your independent talk show hosts. I like Ethan Behrman and Lieberman. He's, you know, he brings a good perspective in there too. And I think that I think you're doing the right thing. I don't think you're going down the toilet at all. I think you're doing great.
Okay. Now I received. Here's a great idea here. This just came in the email from Lisa, loyal listener Lisa. Bumper stickers. Do you have KSEO bumper stickers available? If so, how can I purchase some? I'll make our cars rolling billboards for KSEO. Thank you, MZ. Loyal listener, Lisa. Lisa, I mean, God, thank you for being willing to purchase the bumper stickers, but if anything, we should be paying you to display them on your car. But, you know, let's just sort of compromise in the middle and give you the bumper stickers. You don't have to pay for them, and we don't have to pay for the use of your bumper. As an advertising vehicle.
Just come
vehicle.
To the radio station.
Yeah, but you know what else we need to do? Every one of our advertisers should be given a stack of bumper stickers at
right.
their place of business. And just say, hey, here, display this bumper sticker. And the people, chances are the people who are there, a lot of them are there because they heard their ad on KSEO. And would be more than happy to pick up a bumper sticker. We have thousands of bumper stickers. And for the first... I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, we ran some promos and Charlie talked about, you know, going to Ace Hardware where they have some. They should be at every damn advertiser. Every wonderful advertiser. They should be everywhere. They should be available everywhere easily. So we've been asleep at the switch and we might be very good at serving the community, but we're not very good at self-promotion. I got to tell you that. I mean,
I was down at the station the other day and I picked one up. So I appreciate that. And I've got it proudly displayed on my vehicle.
You know, and then what we could do for value added, you know, for every one of the advertisers who's willing to have a stack of bumper stickers at their place of business, you know, we'll run a special promo that says, you know, you want to help KSEO grow. If you like KSEO, you want to tell everybody else, here's where you can get your bumper sticker. You don't have to drive down to the radio station. You can go, there's 100 different places, and we name some of them. We name 5 or 6 or a dozen or a half a dozen in every promo.
And
that's what we should be doing. Isn't
now,
that there,
that's
idea,
not enough, Michael. You
what
have
is?
To have stimulating subjects.
That are you suggesting that we don't already have enough of that?
No, but I think what Jack brought up was a great point. It's going to be whether it's a product or a service, word of mouth is what is going to make KSEO go above and beyond. And when people hear from their neighbors that local topics, not just local people's not enough, it's local topics and subjects, that's what's going to keep KSEO above the rest.
Well, not only that, but you know what, I put the KSEO outside. You know, I got the radio sitting in my garage right now, and I got it turned on. And I mean, you know, everybody in my neighborhood can
hear it.
Yeah.
You mean you're being obnoxious and forcing everybody to listen to it?
Not really. I don't turn it up that loud, but you know, they, you know, it's you
a
know,
little bit.
Hear it. Yeah. It's like,
it reminds me of this funny story from about, you know, 18 or 19 years ago. We were sort of fresh and new, and which I want to be all the time, but we got a very, well, oh, I know when it was, and when we got our first, you know, internal voicemail system, somebody in the neighborhood who was close enough to our KSEO transmitting towers, you know, if you're close enough to our towers, you pick up KSEO and all your electronics at home, and if you're really close enough, and you have fillings in your teeth, you know, that are just resonate, they're at the right frequency, you know, the metal in your teeth. You could hear KSCO and you can't escape it except by walking farther away from our transmitter. I'm serious. People can get it in their fillings sometimes. And imagine if you're being forced to listen to Rush Limbaugh and you're a lefty. I mean, can you imagine what that would do to your psyche and your brain and everything? Well, one person was so upset that it had old kind of answering machines that had, you know, cassette tapes in it that would take a message as long as a person was talking. Well, the machine was getting interference from KSCO for the Rush Limbaugh show, and it kept the guy's tape running so that it ran out and he couldn't get any more messages. All he could hear was, when he played his messages back, was Rush Limbaugh talking on the message machine. And he called up and left a voicemail saying he was going to come and bomb our radio station because he was so pissed off at us. And we have to take, being a federally licensed communications facility, you know, we have to take all threats seriously. So we played that, and the guy gave his address. He gave his address and location. And so we played that voice message to the authorities, and the authorities went over and arrested the guy for making a threat to bomb the radio station. So, and I don't know what happened to them. I think he was arrested and booked and got out again. But that's sort of a fun story that I wanted.
That's kind of a whole other issue. You know, it never, I've seen my neighbors go through things and spend thousands of dollars on lawyers and just hate each other when a simple compromise and a little bit of cooperation would have saved a lot of money and a lot of stress and grief and stuff.
Exactly.
So it's always better if you're frustrated about something, it's always better to try the easy way first before you.
But Jack, the reason I told that story is because maybe I have a bizarre sense of humor, but I see great humor in that story, in that true story. And I was walking with Ethan yesterday, and we didn't talk about this too much. We talked about this previously. I want Ethan to be the best host he can be. He's a great host already. But you call and they say they miss Corey Gold because he was, you know, funny and made people laugh and everything, had a great personality, and he could be very, very serious. And Ethan is great too, but I said, Ethan, tell a joke now and then. Be a little lighthearted now and then. Show that you have the sense of humor that I know you do. Okay, so anyhow, that's what we want. We want to have people with personality and intelligence and good good topics and so forth. Anyhow, Jack, thank you very much for your call to the Saturday special. Let's go on to Andy in Santa Cruz. Now, Andy, welcome to KSCO, which we hope is your favorite radio station.
It is. You know, I live and work at the homeless shelter down here in Santa Cruz. So of course I'm right in the middle of the fray. And KSCO Radio provides a public forum where I can call in and provide information as to what's really going on, you know, down here. But
we need, that's a great idea. Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have to, because if I don't, I'm so excited. What about a weekly KSCO homeless hour by, for, and about people at the homeless shelter? Why not?
Well,
with you or someone down there as a host, why not?
Well, I'd really appreciate something like that. But also, you know, my family are charter members of Santa Cruz. My dad had a pharmacy here for 60 years.
What's his name?
Fred Carcello.
Uh-huh.
We had Mission Pharmacy where Sylvan's Music is now.
Oh.
At one time we owned that whole quarter block. Al from Sylvan's Music bought the building from my dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what killed our family was I had to put my mom in a nursing home, and it was all private pay, and it went from $4,000 to $6,000 to $8,000 a month.
Oh, my.
And that's a lesson in, you know, if you get health insurance, take a look at long-term care, because if you don't get something to cover it, it will ruin you. But anyway, so I know the other side of this transient homeless issue because I grew up here, and when we used to pass by the corner where all the teepees and whatnot,
yeah.
I mean, we were furious. I mean, geez, we were furious that the city council let that happen.
I see.
So,
well, that...
but there's other things I want to say, and that's KSCO Radio also gets involved locally with issues like fracking and water quality in the Santa Cruz area. You know, we had 103 acres out in Aromas, and we had 600 fruit trees. And it's like I'm really conscious of the water resource in this area. I mean, it's really precious. It's been contaminated already by saltwater intrusion, and fracking is just very, very dangerous. So, but KSCO Radio is involved in it, in the subject.
Not everybody knows what fracking is. Why don't you tell us?
Well, it's really drilling for gas deposits. And what's in the California area, in the central California, is oil shale.
Uh-huh.
Now, in past days, drilling for these reserves wasn't economical. But now, because of pricing and technology, they can drill into oil shale and either extract the oil or extract the gas reserves that are trapped in the rock. But the whole thing is, and I worked in the oil fields down in Texas for a number of years, you have to drill a hole in the ground, and typically there are 3,000 to 5,000 feet.
Oh.
And to drill that hole, it's a massive endeavor of huge equipment. The casing that goes into the well is massive. There are 40-foot segments of massive pipes that weigh tons. And, of course, all of this has to be trucked in. So simply to dig the hole, I mean, it's just devastating
expensive.
To the area.
Yeah.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
And time and again, what they'll do, if they get a dry hole, of course, they'll just cover it up and move on. But what they'll do is cap it, and then according to the pricing on the market, they'll release it into the market. But it just devastates the area.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, we do cover things like that, and fluoridation of the water in Watsonville and so forth, or anywhere it's proposed. Yeah, definitely. That's what our job is, you know. So, but I would really like to do some innovative things. I'm serious, Andy, when I say let's do something, you know, an hour a week or something, by and for and about the homeless, you know. Please send me an email if you're interested in it, if you think it's a good idea, and maybe you'd get involved in it yourself, or maybe you have some ideas of people that you know there who might.
I would like to get involved in it personally. And God,
right.
Thank you for even the offer. And I'll fire off an email to you. And
appreciate
whatnot.
It.
Thank you, Andy.
Andy in Santa Cruz. Vince Tumanello says, current lineup is good. I like hearing from local callers. Allow for more calls by limiting callers to conversations to 2 to 3 minutes when you have others waiting. I suggest starting right now with an exclamation point. That's from Vince in Pacific Grove, sent from his iPod. Okay, who is next? Let's see. Michael in Live Oak. No, Pete in Watsonville. Michael in Live Oak will be next, and Paul in Carmel. We want to take people according to how long they've been waiting. Pete, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm an old man, 80 years old, and I listen to radio all day long. And I don't know anything about the mechanics of running a radio station, but who's responsible to prevent dead air?
Well, that would be Rick, in this case, the pilot in command, and that would be Dave Michaels when he's on duty. There's always somebody. Yeah, there's somebody. Ultimately, I'm responsible. But
the time I notice it most on your station is at midnight, at night. And
that's when we're on automation. That's when the computer... See, the computer is not human.
Well, that's why I said I don't know anything about the mechanics. But whatever it is, it isn't working.
At least
once or twice a week, you have dead air at midnight.
For how long would you say, Pete?
Minutes.
Oh, my. Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I know exactly who to talk to on that one. I know exactly who to talk to.
It used to happen once in a while with Dr. Bill, but I think it's because he was clumsy.
Oh. Now, was that a nice thing to say about Dr.
No, because I like him very much.
Yes. Okay.
But so. Now, the most boring program you have, as far as I'm concerned, is pressure point therapy.
We have gotten so many complaints about that because it's the same program every week, every Saturday at 1 p.m. for the last 13 and a half years.
Well, then I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone. But you see, the advertiser, Cypress Chiropractic, said that's what they want and that's what works for them. So it becomes a dilemma for us. If we get so many people who said, I tune out the radio station then when pressure point therapy comes on, you know, and then we go to the advertiser and say, hey, can't you guys provide some other just mix it up a little bit instead of the same thing? Just that's what we want. That's what we're paying for. And
that's,
you know,
what they should get.
And that's what they should get. But what if it's chasing the radio audience away? At what point, Ma, do we say we appreciate what you want here, but no, we're not going to do. We're going to program something else there. And guess, you know, what should we do?
Well, you just kindly talk to the people who want it broadcast and ask them to change it around.
And then we have many times, and they said no. You know, that's what we want there. If you want us to continue advertising, you got to put in there what we know works for us.
Well, and that's what allows us to exist, that they're paying for it.
Well,
I'm an old man, and I'll be
you're
darned.
You're not so old.
I'm going to start pushing my body.
You're
just a kid, according to Kay here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, you are a kid.
Yeah, Kay is almost old enough to be your mother.
No. I could be your older sister.
Yeah,
almost old enough to be your mother, if you're 80 years old.
I'm not pushing any of my pressure points.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling into the Saturday special. That was Pete in Watsonville, 1052 on your favorite radio station. Paul in Carmel is next. Paul, thanks for waiting.
Hey, thank you, Michael. I'd like to go back to the Butler Baker Memorial and the wonderful coverage by Rosie of that entire day.
Rosie and Michael and Billy and everybody. I was so proud of everybody. I was going to go participate in that. I said, you know what? I'm going to listen in San Francisco, and I'm going to watch it on the TV and listen to KSCO for the audio. And it was great.
Anyway, Rosie was announcing what was going to be coming up, and she announced that the MC for the memorial would be none other than the voice of KSCO, Pastor Renee Schleffler.
Yes.
And that takes me back years ago to a spot by Eric Scheck where Renee clears his throat to make an announcement.
Yeah.
And I never put the two together. And I'm wondering, you know, why have I never heard Renee as a guest host on KSCO?
That's a great idea. Well, he's a real busy guy, and he's at the helm of one of the most highly regarded, congregations how should we call it, places of worship. I mean, totally, maybe I've got it all wrong. They used to call it Twin Lakes Baptist Church. Now they call it TLC,
yeah.
Twin Lakes mm-hmm. Church. And their facility is the most amazing facility. It's better than Oral Roberts, as far as
right.
I'm concerned, or any of these big, you know, national ministries. Uh-huh. And it's right here in our community. Pastor Renee and everybody associated with him in that organization are pure class. Pure class. So we're gonna ask him. We're gonna ask him my guess is that he's so darn busy because you gotta be busy to run an organization, you know, like that, and keep it going and growing. So my guess is that he'll probably say, hey, thanks, MZ or Michael Olson or Rosie or whatever, love to.
How did he get that job as your background voice?
Well, it wasn't a job. It's just something that he did, you know, the first year or so that I had the radio station. He was brand new, and he said, I used to do radio, and you want me to do some liners for you? And we said, sure, and that's the voice. Rick, do you have it right there, or you're in the talk studio now?
Yeah, Wolfer. And I can tell you that he is on routinely as a guest.
Uh-huh.
You know what? It's off the 360 machine, I believe,
yeah,
in the other room.
Okay, well, we could tell. It's the your source for news, traffic, and weather. AM today, KSC. Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
Right? We play it every hour.
Right. Okay, Paul, thank you very much for yeah, we Renee's the greatest. He's just the great. He's got his voice of God, just like Billy Graff. Just incredible. And so, yeah, and we're lucky to – it's so good we've used those same – I think he recorded those in 92 or 93, if I'm not mistaken. So that's 20 years now that we've been using those liners and IDs and so forth. So thank you for your call to 479-1080. It is 10:56. We got fewer than 4 minutes remaining in this hour. Michael in Live Oak is next at 479-1080. Thanks for waiting 21-plus minutes, Michael. You're on KSCO.
No problem, Michael. How are you today?
Great.
So I had a suggestion. I noticed there's a lot of simulcasting on KOMY. A lot of the KSCO programs are carried on KOMY. And let's say, taking Coast to Coast as an example, rather than having the redundancy of Coast to Coast on both stations.
No, you're right, and I wasn't aware that that was happening. That might be another malfunction besides that we don't know about, like, because we were supposed to be carrying other programming than simulcasting. So thank you for bringing that up.
Well, I was going to suggest maybe running the old-time radio some of the time. That is such great stuff. That is so enjoyable, and for those like myself who aren't that interested in the talk format. I mean, I really miss the old musical Comey. That was great for me, very, very relaxing. Coast to Coast is on a number of other stations besides KSCO.
Yeah.
And
you're right. And believe me, if we had something that was live and local, that we could put, and not to diminish George Norrie and Coast to Coast in the format. It's a brilliant format. It's a wonderful format. That's why it's on so many other stations. But believe me, if we could do our own content overnight, you know, if we had someone who would make the commitment and we could figure out, you know, how to fund it and everything, that's what we do, because I don't want to have any syndicated programming on KSCO. That's my goal. Nothing against Rush, nothing against George Norrie. We want to be live and local all the time. That's our goal.
Right, but what do you think of my suggestion about the old time radio? At least a little bit of the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about how we might be able to do that, and how. See, it's real easy to switch to a satellite, you know, because then they do all the work for us, and we just have to make sure our satellite switching computer in our closet works.
All right. You
know, which obviously it isn't if it's making dead air,
Yeah, I've heard that myself. What happens is, after, say, Coast to Coast signs off for the break, then usually there's a blurb, a local ad, but sometimes that ad doesn't happen, and there's like 3 minutes of dead air until the news.
Awful.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a good reason to have live board ops here, but not enough of a reason. Michael and Live Oak,
right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Less than a minute left. Jan in San Lorenzo Valley, we'll hold you over in the next hour if needed, but thanks for calling KSCO. You're on.
Hi, Michael and Kay. I'd like to see more things like with the Drake's Bay. We had that project. We informed people. We got them up there. We got a hearing instead of having to have them leave. So I'd like to have more shows that are project oriented, that organize
as more people find out about us, there's more of a chance that someone will send me an email and bring up the problem to us. And you know, those are the kinds of things we love to sink our teeth into. That's the kind of stuff Bill Wattenberg loves to sink his teeth into, and he's in a position to bring it to a much wider audience than we do, because he's on Sunday night. His Sunday night show that we carry is on a bunch of other stations, and a lot of them are 50,000 watt stations.
Exactly.
You know?
We need to encourage people power.
Definitely. Should we hold you over for next hour? Or are you done?
I'm going to let it go at that.
Okay.
Love
thank
you, guys.
You. Thank you for it. Appreciate it. You too. Ditto. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. Here's CBS
News. I'm Pam Coulter. poof, like magic, air traffic controllers are coming back on the job. The FAA has just suspended all furloughs now that Congress has voted to repair that part of the sequester that caused long flight delays this week. Normal operations expected to resume by tomorrow night. President Obama says Congress should fix other problems caused by the across-the-board budget cuts.
Members of Congress may not feel the pain felt by kids kicked off a head start, or the 750,000 Americans projected to lose their jobs because of these cuts, or the long-term unemployed who will be further hurt by them. But that pain is real.
Pennsylvania Republican Bill Schuster said the controller furloughs were politically motivated.
There are some in the Obama administration who thought inflicting pain on the public would give the president more leverage to avoid making necessary spending cuts and to impose more tax hikes on the American people.
Why hasn't the president signed the bill yet? Apparently, there was a typo, an S missing in one word. It's expected to get to the president on Tuesday. The FBI has just wrapped up its search of a Massachusetts landfill. Agents were looking for any evidence tied to the Boston bombing suspects, in particular, a laptop used by the Tsarnaev brothers. CBS's John Miller.
One of the things in these terrorism cases where the issue is, how did a process of radicalization occur? A lot of that occurs online, particularly where they want to know, was anyone else involved? Was there a mastermind? Was he communicating with someone overseas about it?
Another Mississippi man's been arrested in the Rice and Letters case. Tupelo Police Sergeant James Hood says Everett Dutchke was picked up at his home last night.
He didn't resist without incident means he just walked out, surrendered to the authorities, and they took him into custody.
Dutchke has insisted he had nothing to do with the toxic letter sent to President Obama, a U.S. senator, and a judge. Volunteers are busy sandbagging in Fargo, North Dakota, as the Red River prepares to crest as much as 20 feet above flood stage. A lot of Midwesterners watching water levels this weekend.
I'm Jim Crisul in Meridosha, Illinois. More rain is only adding to the anxiety for Midwest flood victims, including Roberta Brown, who lives here along the record-high Illinois River.
We're all concerned, but there are some more so than others. Their homes are at stake, and some of them, I believe, have moved and moved their belongings out.
Many rivers are predicted to remain above flood stage for at least a week, putting intense pressure on fragile levees. Jim Crisul, CBS News, Meridosha, Illinois.
Boeing is reassuring travelers its fix will prevent fires with the Dreamliner battery system. Engineer Mike Sennett.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration and the Japanese Civil Aviation Bureau have approved Boeing's comprehensive set of solutions to address the 787 battery concerns.
The plane is scheduled to start flying again in June. This is CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
A big change at a Jerusalem holy place.
Under a court decision, Israeli police will no longer arrest Jewish women at the Western Wall for performing rituals that Orthodox tradition reserves for men. Bonna Haberman of Women of the Wall says it's a victory for pluralism.
It gives us the opportunity to invite every Jewish woman to take a full and dynamic place at the Western Wall.
Ultra-Orthodox groups say the liberal prayers violate the sanctity of Judaism's holiest site. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Even mediocre employees deserve protection from sexual harassment. That ruling from a federal appeals court, which reinstated a lawsuit brought by a New Jersey woman against a financial services company. Despite evidence that Renee Mihalik did her job poorly, the court said a jury could decide if her boss, Ian Peacock, fired her for rebuffing his sexual advances. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
It's 11:05 on this Saturday morning, April 27th. I'm Rick O'Shea with a traffic and weather update. Highway 1, heavy at the base of Highway 9, close to Front Street and River. It's going to be heavy in that area. South 17 is fine, out of Los Gatos into all the way down to Santa Cruz, not a problem. Highway 1, northbound and south, moving well in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. Highway 218, though, the connection to Highway 1 just south of Sand City is slow. Your forecast today, some clouds this morning at the coast, sunny otherwise. Temperatures along the beaches will be in the lower to middle 60s around the Monterey Peninsula, upper 60s, low 70s for Santa Cruz County beaches, and then heading inland up 101, low, middle, and upper 70s expected in Santa Clara and San Benito counties. 6 minutes past 11 o'clock on the Saturday morning, before we start hour two of the Saturday special, time for the latest from Kay's Whirling.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote this in May 2008. In the late 1920s, when I was a child, I remember relatives and friends who yearned to go live in the Holy Land. They went to the Middle East and purchased small parcels of land from various Arabs who were happy to dispose of their arid property. Only after those Arabs saw that the Jews, by creating drip irrigation, made their land blossom, those Arabs became envious and tensions arose. Those tensions still exist and will never go away. I was a young mother in my mid-20s when Israel became a state in around 1946, and suddenly the surrounding Arab countries were joining together to annihilate Israel for becoming a recognized state. Israel urged those Arabs living peacefully among them to remain in their homes and be protected by the new state. But the Arab brethren urged them to leave, assuring them that the Israeli Jews would easily be crushed, and the Arabs could then return to their homes victorious and safe. That never happened. Since they chose to leave Israel, Israel no longer wanted them back. So what happened? Those displaced Arabs were not taken in by their Arab brethren, who lived in large, wealthy oil countries and could easily have absorbed them. Instead, those Arab countries chose to keep the Israeli Arabs in camps indefinitely. Why? Specifically, to keep the displaced Arabs as political pawns, to make the world feel sorry for them and hate Israel. Then they admonished their displaced brethren to never accept the Palestinian state offered to them until Israel is destroyed. That was more than 60 years ago. They could have had their own country for the past many, many years, but the stubborn Arabs still hope to throw Israel into the sea. That has not happened yet, but who knows? Surrounded by enemies, Israel is doomed to remain in a constant state of war. It is a shame. Israel is a tiny country which can be traversed from north to south in 8 hours and east to west in 3 hours. Ideally, the Arabs should accept their Palestine now, live next to Israel, and both should live in peace and mutual respect. The world will be much happier for it. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
One of our favorite listeners, Brian Burleson, through KSCO.com and Facebook, says, I don't listen to KSCO as much because it seems that nearly every time I tune in, there's some liberal on the air.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And I can't stand to listen to them for more than a few minutes, if that long.
I think he's just mishearing Rich's last name.
Oh. Okay.
He's not the Rich call. The liberal man.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's it. Anyhow, Brian continues. The caller during the first part of this show said they like Richard N. Watsonville and Ben, the mumbling Marxist in Salinas. I usually switch stations whenever they come on the air, and I tune back in when I'm pretty sure they're done. But being as it is a local station, I'll try to listen more. I mostly listen to the conservative station. And also, I very rarely call into any radio show because I don't have the voice for it. And that's from Brian Burleson. Well, Brian, why don't you call in just for the hell of it? Why don't you call 479-1080 right now, and I and the other listeners will decide whether you have the voice for it or not. We are always our own worst critics. I mean, you've heard that before, haven't you, Rick? Haven't you, Ma? Is Ma still there? Is she signing books, I hope?
No, I'm not.
Ma, this is not a good sign.
I agree with you.
This is not a good sign. I mean, I love for you to be there and be able to participate in the program, and people like to hear you.
That's okay. That's fine. So, don't worry about the books.
All right, I won't carry. I won't worry about the book.
Let's hear the voice.
What voice?
The one.
Oh, well, Brian. Maybe Brian is calling in right now. I can hear Rick screening the call in the background here. I have to find the right thing on the computer here, so that I can see who's on the board. I've got all these windows open. Oh my God! Oh, my God.
What?
We have Colonel Terry who's called in. Hi, Colonel Terry. How in the world are you? Be honest.
I'm well, and I certainly, most importantly, hope that Kay is well.
I am.
She sounds well.
Thank you. Good.
In fact, you sound fantastic, lady.
Thank you.
You know, I'm unabashedly a highly intelligent, smart person who saw lots of realities about Washington, D.C., and I learned to trust neither political party. They both sell us out to
right.
different contributors and to different base groups.
You're right.
And I agree with probably 89% of your commentary, lady, because you're a smart, thoughtful person.
Thank you.
Well-informed.
But
yeah,
and with
lady.
That as an understanding of important recognized criteria we agree on, without being long-winded, Michael, Rush Limbaugh is an insult to thinking people, both conservative and liberal and progressive and in between in the middle.
So I presume you say that we should censor Rush. We have a community duty to do that.
No, I think you should not broadcast him.
That's what I'm saying. Censor Rush.
Don't put him on the other station. I don't think he merits time on the airwaves because his information is so wrong and misleading.
Who would you suggest to follow him?
To replace him.
To replace him, yeah.
How about just a programming of smart, informed, accurate commentary?
Well, be specific. Charlie Friedman? Charlie would love to move into that slot.
I wouldn't consider Charlie always smart and accurate either.
He is an extremely intelligent person.
Yes, perhaps a balance of Charlie and a progressive off each other. That might be both entertaining to both segments. And I realize you've got a market you're trying to address that includes lots of people that want to have their highly conventional, historically conservative views reinforced, and they don't want to be challenged about change, such as the realities of environmental toxicity our civilization is causing, the realities of both parties stealing from us, the reality is that we can't trust all corporate executives to do the right thing. On the other hand, the left wing, they also have their prejudices that blind them to more intelligent, open-minded, and if you will, accurate analysis.
Well, what about forgetting about politics altogether?
We can have lunch, and I'll tell you something.
What is Rich Lieberman calling me for in the middle of the program? Rich, are you there?
I am.
What are you calling? You know I'm on the radio now. Why would you be calling me in the middle of the program?
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we are.
Oh my God! Wow.
Okay. Were you just going to leave me a message or something?
I'm standing outside your door. I drove over here because I was going to have some lunch, and I was listening to you on the Bay Bridge. I couldn't believe I heard you.
Oh, well, I mean, these things happen. Oh, you mean on the air?
On the air, on the Bay Bridge. I, honest to God, I heard you.
No kidding.
I swear.
Okay, well,
yes.
All right, so we'll have to go to a commercial so I can let you in here. All right, but yeah, and we've interrupted Colonel Terry here, and he's probably getting irritated.
Cappuccino or something.
All right, so thank you for calling. So hang out there, and I'll let you in as soon as I buzz you in or whatever I do here. Wow, so now isn't that something here? And Brian says not calling, he's texting. Brian Burleson says not calling in, but I will make sure to listen. Well, I guess that's okay. And you know, he doesn't have to call in with his voice, you know, on the radio to let us know his opinion, because he does that very effectively through Facebook and email. So what the heck? All right. So listen, Colonel Terry, I was going to make the point to you that isn't there enough politics already? I mean, we're going to be starting a program, a live program that's going out to a bunch of radio stations. Mary Lou Henner, you know, from Taxi, formerly, you know, in the 70s. And,
yes,
and more
I'll
current.
See her and you at the Longevity Convention.
Oh, you're going there?
Of course I am. My friend Doc Wallach invited me. Doc Wallach invited me personally.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, and I'm telling, and people have been hearing the ads on KSCO about, you know, you really should go to the Longevity Convention. And it's a good, great excuse to get out and listen to, you know, and go to Vegas, you know, because Vegas is a fun place. And if you go to the Longevity Convention, you will have an epiphany. You will understand. You will get it. You will understand the future of talk radio and the future of entertainment and the future of monetizing things without and the future of good health without big pharma, which is just the opposite. It's the opposite of big health. Of and by the way, Rick, that's a perfect segue.
Well, every smart, intelligent person, regardless of their politics, should want to free us from the tyranny of big pharma.
Uh huh. Okay.
Of course.
Well, listen. Yeah. So that's what Longevity is all about. That's what people buying the products is all about. If they want to get involved in the business opportunity, God bless them. We're not going to be in their face to get them to do that. But I'm telling you, it's a wonderful business, and it's a business that you can feel good about. But if you don't want to do that, buy the products. When you buy the products, two things happen. You're going to get healthier. You're going to feel better. You're going to live longer. That's what I believe. I can't prove it, but that's what I believe. And you're going to support your favorite radio station and independent, non-corporate media. Colonel Terry, I'm thrilled that you're going to be in Vegas. That's fantastic.
Fine. I look forward to it.
Thank you much. Our next caller is Joe in Santa Cruz. Joe, I'm gonna let you go on, and you could talk with Kay. Because I'm going to open the door for poor Rich. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Okay.
Hi, Joe.
How's it going? Man, if I hear Colonel Terry say one more time how intelligent he is, I'm going to commit suicide.
No, don't.
Where is he a colonel from again? Is it KFC? I'll take extra crispy, Colonel Terry.
Just let him be happy.
Anyway, I just want to say, I heard a guy doing the news. His name was Kurt, and he did the news very well. I think people like him should be given slots and stuff, because I've heard another guy named Gene Urban, and when I hear Gene Urban, it's like I'm at an old folks' home, and I need to take my dentures out because they're serving me the early bird dinner, and it's just like it's just too much, man. And let me see. Also, let's see. Rosemary's got a lot of control down at the station. I think some other people should have a little more control to let other people, like, you know, get on board. Because I think Rosemary kind of is selective about letting people in down there that, you know, people that she doesn't agree with, man. She just, like, she'll have no part of them.
Is that so?
Oh,
what are you talking about?
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, Joe in Santa Cruz is always fun to listen to, and I'm sorry I was away from the headphones here. What did you say? What did I miss?
Well, he says that Rosemary is selective about who she lets on the air.
Well, not who she lets on the air, but just, like, you know, she's a little bit bossy down at the station and stuff, you know. I just think, you know, she's like the U.S. Army. She likes to get young minds to control so she can shape them into what she wants. And if you have other opinions other than hers, she kind of dismisses you. And, you know, that's not too cool, I don't think.
Is it right to be talking about our people behind their back on the air for everybody to hear?
Well, I'm just trying to state some truthful facts there, MZ. I mean, I'm trying to get this show new and relevant because, you know, you guys, like you said, were new and relevant 19 years ago, and now you're talking.
You know what's really fun?
You're talking.
See, here, this is you talking on the delay from the internet.
Talking about our people behind their back on the air for everybody to hear.
Well, I'm just trying to state some truthful facts there, MZ. I mean, I'm trying to get this show new and relevant because, you know, you guys, like you said, were new and relevant 19 years ago, and now your talk misses you.
You know what's really fun?
All right, it's enough of that. Here, Rich, you can't. I don't have an extra headphone.
Oh, hey, MZ.
Here,
MZ, are you there?
Go out on the deck and listen. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
And another thing. Okay, Rich Lieberman. If I have to hear this guy talk about his shtick one more time, I mean, it's like Corey Gold. Every time I heard Corey Gold, it's like, I'm Corey Gold, I'm a doctor. It's like Colonel Terry. You know what? I know plenty of doctors. I know plenty of colonels, generals, and majors. They do not like, hi, I'm Dr. Jomo, or I'm Dr. Sam, or I'm Major Arthur. I mean, give me a break, you know, seriously. Corey Gold thought he was, like, you know, but I notice he's not on anymore.
Well, Corey is not on by he's not on by our choice. He's not on by his choice. He's much more productive and much Corey Gold, I got to tell you, he is quite the entrepreneur. And he was quite the entrepreneur even before I met him.
With pollen burst? That's his claim to fame, pollen burst.
No, much more than that. He is the inventor of pollen burst. And yes, there are millions and millions of pollen burst, drinks, you know,
right.
Packets that are sold. And yes, he deserves to benefit from that because but it's much more than pollen burst. He's actively involved with me in longevity and bringing the message of people taking charge of their health to the whole world and not just depending upon polypharmacy and prescription drugs and all the side effects that make you have to take more prescription drugs.
Check this out, MZ. Maybe you guys could get that message out during midnight when you have like that 10 minutes of air, when I'm like out of my shower, blow drying my hair, wondering what happened to coast, and then all of a sudden, you know, 10 minutes go by, and then bam, the radio comes back on. I mean, isn't that valuable airtime that you could be taking advantage of?
Absolutely, I'm happy. Well, it's not as valuable as this time, and, you know, 9 to noon
during the week. I think that will work a lot better than getting bumper stickers into every one of your sponsors' store.
All of the above, Joe. I mean, what's wrong with all of the above?
Well, hey, man, I tried to give you guys a helping hand, but Rosemary shot me down. You know, what can you do when you're a community member and want to get involved, but then, you know, you get axed by, like, you know, Mrs. Chalmers. You know, I mean, hey. All I can do now is call in and voice my opinion. Thanks for letting me on, MZ. Hey, you ought to offer Colonel Terry like a position or something because I could hear it in his voice begging for you to offer him. I mean, he was so happy. He's like, yes, I'm Corey Gold. He personally wants me to come.
Anybody can get anything out of me. I'm going to let you in on a secret. offer to take me to lunch. I'm always taking everybody else to lunch. But if someone offers to take me to lunch, they can get anything in the world they want
out
of me.
There's
the only thing that's better is for them to not just say they want to get involved in longevity,
okay,
but get involved and do it!
MZ, you know? MZ, I'll take you out to lunch. You can order two things off the dollar menu at Taco Bell. But other than that, man, you got to pay for your own drink.
That's not bad. That's not bad. My father used to call it Taco Belch, you know, but he loved it.
Taco Bell is the best fast food. Anyway, thank you for letting me on. Have a really nice afternoon.
Hey, you too. Here, thank you. That was Joe in Santa Cruz.
I had no idea, Z, that there was so much weird drama with listeners. I think we've letting this get way out of control.
Okay, well, you're the pilot in command. You could stop anything you want. I mean, you've got more power than I do. I mean, you know, you could flick the switch and go to golden age radio if you want.
That's not what I mean.
Some people would like that.
People, this for the last like 25 minutes, it's been even into last hour, it's been like this really bizarre, like reading the Dropbox at a business of ways that customer feel a business can improve.
The suggestion box.
You know, this isn't like a restaurant where you can say, hey, just put in a little bit more salt. I don't like this pizza. Let's change some stuff. You know, this is a business with so many working parts that it's almost a disservice to ask people what they like and don't like, because there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. Where last hour there was the toying with the idea of giving homeless people a show, because there's a lot of drama and issues and newsworthy information going on.
Don't you think that would be great content?
No, I think that radio station should be. Hold on.
You're an old fuddy-duddy.
Let me finish.
27.
No, I think that those topics are unbelievably important and are so worthy of time that we should have radio professionals hosting shows that feature these people as guests. That's what talk radio is.
That's an idea.
That's what we need to be. And this word, you know, keeping KSEO fresh and new, that means nothing to me. I don't want to be fresh and new. I want to be tried and true. Businesses with historic success and legendary achievement are tried and true. They're not old. It's people know that for KSEO news, information, and what's happening now, KSEO is not what's happening now. We are echoing what's happening now. We need to be tried and true.
Okay. So we need to more accurately reflect our communities. Now, here's a question I've got only you can answer, because I'm not there. We don't have the webcam set up. We don't have the video set up yet. Is my mother still in the studio?
Right, yes. Next to me.
I don't have to use the third person. What I want to know is, has Mom been shaking her head during any of this?
No.
Oh, all right.
Why do you ask that question?
Well,
was I agreeing with everything that you're saying?
No. I was wondering if you get all emotional about when we start going down the road that you think is unprofessional and we shouldn't be doing and that kind of stuff. And so that's a major barometer. You know, you were either off signing a book, hopefully,
or if
you were in the studio, I was just afraid that you were shaking your head and being pissed off about the direction of the radio show.
Well, Michael, you know, I think that you should spend more time finding a suitable topic every week.
Just one topic for 2 hours?
If it's compelling and interesting enough, the audience will take it and run with it.
That's what's happening to this show, because we're introspective and the phone lines are largely lit up all the time. At the moment that we got like two or three space, no, we have two.
That's not enough. You're going all over the place.
All right. Well, here, before we take Paul in Pebble Beach, who's actually on, if he were to belch right now, it would go over the air. Dick Landon sent an email 23 minutes ago. It says, too many to call in on. Ranks by number of listeners. Number one, government corporate corruption. No on Alex Jones clone, but really, so many always current topics. Right, Kay? I'm not sure what he's saying here. Two, economics. Wow. Is the U.S., United States circling the toilet bowl? Three, mini Hannity and Combs show. Get the head to bang. Four, youth politics. Hey, these are some pretty neat topics,
yeah,
actually.
Well, he's suggesting topics.
Okay, Get some promo ads to UCSC for a tryout audition. A bunch of kids graduating in arts, political science, theater, filming. My son Garrett, who did this with One Saturday with you, soon will little job prospects, I think it says soon will graduate, the word graduates, so with little job prospects and would love a change to pretty up their resumes. Five, healthy medicine, healthcare. Six, stand-up comedy hour, live auditions. Well, we tried to get that thing going with AJ, what was his name? AJ Jamal.
Don't make any excuses, Michael.
What
Just
are you talking about?
Focus on something, and then the audience will pick it up.
All right. Paul in Pebble Beach, what do you think?
Well, you know, always listen to your mother. And it's sure wonderful to listen to you guys. And I'm an old-time listener, and I'm almost as old as the rest of the guys that called. And that's the problem. I think there should be a program where the experiences of some of the older people that might help the young decide what course to take and what
You're
what
absolutely
path to
right,
take.
And we have the call letters for it. Everybody knows that KSCO stands for Keeping Senior Citizens Occupied.
Huh? What the hell has that got to
do
with it? I'm talking about...
That's irrelevant, what you're saying, Michael.
Sorry.
I'm talking about people who are famous in their medical profession or in a scientific profession or they're an engineering
profession.
Well,
what do you think Rebecca Costa does all the time? She gets guests that nobody else can because she shields them. This is my theory. Because she shields them from having to take callers who might embarrass them or embarrass her. And there's something to be said for that. Her program is always a quality two-way interview program where
Michael,
callers are not permitted to participate.
But
do you realize how many talented ex-people we have in this community? I mean, we have people that have been world famous in either military or academia or business, and their experiences would be incredibly important for the young generation, and you would bring in a whole new group of youngsters who are in really doubt of what path to take these days, and they certainly don't want to take the math, the science,
Paul,
and the engineering
all due respect, Paul, and I'm being totally serious now. I like to kid around a lot, but I'm being really, really serious now. You think by having – that's good content. That's a brilliant idea. Nobody could argue with it. But by having that content that we don't have now, a regular program, a regular segment on the morning or afternoon drive shows where you can always depend on those kinds of people – you think that alone is going to bring in younger people? I don't think so. What's going to bring in younger people is us having hosts who appeal to younger people, and it's not old farts who have been there who have a lot of wisdom to impart.
Your host will probably be as liberal as the damn professors are right now. 90% of the professors at every one of the colleges are liberals, and all I'm saying is give the opportunity of the people who have experience. Good experiences that would help the objective student to listen to an outsider. And
well,
I think it's a Saturday program of a couple of hours of some special person that has experienced some achievements in their past that might help the youngster.
Liberal or not?
That's right.
Yes.
That's the point.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's
good.
That's the other thing I can't stand your so-called liberal callers that call. They don't want to hear this guy. They don't want to hear that guy. The point of this education is to hear both sides and then to make up your mind, not to have a blank mind.
But that's in the ideal world, Paul. Really happens is that after kids graduate at like 22, 23, they haven't yet formed their own opinion. They've spent two decades being told facts and figures.
Well, that's why they're right.
So I think why people – hold on. I think why – people become interested in talk radio is because life happens. You know, no one's going to care about their investments. No one's going to have that mature thought about their financial investments until they get their first job and they all of a sudden have a 401k that they have no idea.
Who in the hell is talking about investments?
I'm talking about why young kids aren't interested initially in talk radio and how they will become more interested in talk radio.
If it gives them a point, a direction, an object to pursue, what do you mean it wouldn't give them any interest?
Because
right
now, Paul, kids are interested. They're studying all day for their tests, and any free time they have,
not really.
It's the big things. They're listening to music. Maybe they're skateboarding. Maybe they're surfing. And we can have those small shows, but overall, the sort of people that care about a illegal immigrant job facility in Live Oak, most 16-year-olds aren't going to care about that.
Yeah, I happen to be an old rocket engineer, and the incredible accomplishments that were done back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, most of the children or most of the young generation do not realize that because of their research and development, that's what gave them the television and the communication gadgets and all the incredible medical advances is because of those developments. So that we have a whole new generation.
Would you like to be involved in what you are suggesting?
Of course.
Please send me an email. MZ@KSCO.
Oh, I send you letters, but you ignore
them. No.
Your mother doesn't know. Your mother, bless her soul, she recognizes the potential, but for some reason, it didn't connect with you for whatever reason. But sure,
Oh, you're Paul Ventura.
Hey, how did you know that?
Because you just said, my mom thinks you walk on water, and I do too. It's just that. It's just that there's no excuse for it. Just send me an email.
Okay, I'll
talking about the programming from that you'd like to see on the station that you would like to be involved in bringing to the station.
Okay, good.
And I promise, I've got in front of thousands of people who are witnesses right now. I will respond because I want you to know it's going to make us a better station.
I told you once before that you have a Thatcher in your household, and she is incredibly great. I mean, her commentaries are spot on, and it's just amazing of how different.
Look,
it seems to
me that people have been saying forever that Kay should her commentary should be on hundreds of stages. They should be everywhere, and I said yeah, and I said that a long time ago. The trouble is formatics. You know, you need to, in order to syndicate something, it has to be, it has to fit the formatics, which means it's got to be 3 minutes exactly to the second, or 2.5 minutes, or whatever you decide the format is at the beginning.
Yeah.
And Mom never wanted to have those restrictions. Well, we can do that with KSCO.
Michael, I always make sure that it doesn't go over 4 minutes.
Okay, but it's got to be, to be carried on other stations, at least traditionally, it's got to be the same amount all the time. Okay, now, things are changing as the internet becomes more and more viable.
Right.
And by the way, Rick, are you there? Or are you screening calls? No, you're there.
No, I'm here.
So this is a perfect segue for you to play that spot that my mom wrote and voiced this week when I was expressing a frustration at not being able to find someone with good writing skills to write and to tack together wonderful commercials and promos to keep the radio station fresh. And I said, someone with your skills could do this. And I said, I wish someone like you could do it. So she said, well, I'll try something. And she wrote this thing, and I thought it was fantastic.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirin. aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
See, now what do you think about that spot? When I first heard it, I said, this is brilliant. But at the end, there's no call to action. There's not anything for anybody to do except ponder what was said. What do you think? And then I figured, that's brilliant. Let's play that spot. Let it run all the time. It's exactly 60 seconds long. I called up Ted Anderson, the president and the owner of the GCN radio network, that who's a good friend of mine and whose network syndicates Free Talk Live and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and 50 other great hosts. And I said, Ted, here's something that's exactly a minute. What do you think? Is this good enough for the network to run on the network? And he listened to it. He says, oh, my God, that's your mom. She's incredible. Everybody, you know, she's got all the credibility in the world. But it doesn't have a call to action. And I said, you're right. That was why my thinking, too. But so what? You know, let's just put it out there and it gets people thinking. And then we'll follow it up with another 60 that does have a call to action about what people should do. And he said to me, you know what? You're right. Guess what? Kay is now on hundreds of radio stations for the first time with that 60-second spot. That's what I've been trying to get across to my mother for years and years, that if we put out something that can be inserted, that fits the format, then it could be on lots of radio stations. But it's okay if we're not on any more stations than KSCO, because as KSCO gets more and more popular, and with this thing called the internet, more and more people can listen to KSCO without having to be, you know, a Santa Cruz, a Monterey Bay Area, South, Silicon Valley resident. See? Anyhow, I want to go back to the phone lines. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, the Saturday special with MZ. Rick O'Shea is pilot in command. My mom, Kay's Whirling, is in the studio. If you want to come on down, there's 20 minutes.
I'm on the air, too.
Yeah, I said you're in the studio and on the air, and that's why you're not out signing books, because you're on the air.
No.
That's what I like.
Because nobody came to visit me.
Ma, nobody needs to know that. They're going to think nobody cares.
Okay.
Anyhow. All right, so. Anyhow. All right, 479-1080 is the phone number to call if you want to participate in the Saturday special. Our good friend, Paul in Pebble Beach, did you finish making your point? I think you did, yes?
I'm listening to you guys, and once more, Mom was right. What she has to say has to be put in a format that is acceptable, and right. That's it.
And I think we're on our way. Ma, it's easier to write something that's 1 minute than something that's 3.5 or 4, right?
Okay. That's right.
All right, good. All right, thank you, Paul, in Pebble Beach. 479-1080, we have lines available in Area 831. mz@ksco.com is my email address, and Richard N. Watsonville is on the line. Hey, Richard.
Thank you, Michael. And if it was up to me, we'd have a sponsor for that boxed up 60-second.
So, I know, but you know, Mom doesn't want to have a sponsor, do you, Mom?
Really? No, you're not going to say that.
Why do I need a sponsor?
Well,
you don't need a sponsor, but it would be a nice thing,
We would like to have somebody bring this Kay's commentary or Kay's moment to you from somebody. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just an idea, because this business runs on money. And it's very nice of you to be able to come down and do this at the station and all that, Mrs. Wilding. But, you know, if you could have a sponsor, why not? I wouldn't turn it down.
Richard N. Watsonville is right, Ma.
And as far as Rebecca Costa, she needs to put her little thing on where you're asking questions before the guest ever gets there, because you don't have a chance to ask the guest a question. And I've heard too many times after her program where people go, well, why didn't you ask him this? She goes, oh, I didn't think of asking that. Well, maybe if you put it ahead, an hour ahead, then.
You could. Anybody can send Rebecca Costa an email. Her email address is RebeccaCosta@yahoo.com. She really needs to have Rebecca@KSCO.com. We'll set
I'm
that
just
up.
I'm just saying that would make for better questions to these guests.
And by the way,
the homeless. Wait a minute, Mike. As far as the homeless goes, Mel Donnell, I think, has a finger on that, and I wouldn't mind putting her with Andy. That would be.
That's an idea.
The guy at the homeless shelter.
Yeah. Well, Andy's going to send me an email. We'll think about that. Okay. Thank you for bringing it up, Richard N. Watsonville.
All right, and tell Lieberman to keep doing what he's doing. He's on the right track.
He is very, very good at what he does. He has his detractors, but after a while, they realize that they're wrong and he's right.
Right. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, I want to thank our sponsor, a wonderful restaurant called the California Grill, located at the corner of Airport Boulevard and Freedom Boulevard and Freedom Shopping Center in Freedom. I was there with Dave Allen and Peter Beckman of Beckman's Bakery, which is a wonderful, hugely successful, but very understated. And Peter is probably cringing if he's listening, because he's just he's the most modest guy in the world. But I wanted to connect Peter with Dave, and Dave is in the preliminary stages of creating something that I believe is going to be huge. He has invented a gluten-free low glycemic diabetic friendly cookie that is so incredibly delicious. I'm drooling all over the microphone now. And I hope people's radio doesn't get wet as a result of that.
But, and it's not too sweet either.
It's not too sweet. And there are two versions of they're called sugar cookie. Now, how could a sugar cookie be diabetically friendly? Well, I don't know how Dave has done it, but he's done it. And I wanted to connect him with Peter, so Peter can give him some pointers on how to grow, because right now it's just a cottage industry. And the way to get your hands on these cookies is to go to realcookie.com and just order it online. He'll ship it to you, or arrange to, you know, get it to you somehow or whatever. But they're called Viviana's cookies, and because I said, Dave, you should name them after yourself. He goes, No, man, people don't buy cookies with guys' names. I said, well, what about Famous Amos? He says, yeah, well, that's an urban thing. That's a racial thing here, you know. But generally speaking, you know, cookies have to have a woman's name. Well, that's what Dave thinks, and you know, who am I to interfere with his business ideas and model? But I did want to connect him with Peter Beckman so that he could make arrangements to get his cookies manufactured, you know, 100,000 a day, because they will sell that much, gang. I mean, remember where you heard where you heard it first, right here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSU. I predict Dave Allen is going to be, an icon in the what people want, in good quality food business.
But here. Michael,
so
you should.
I went to the California Grill yesterday, and that's where I arranged for these guys to meet, and we had fabulous food. We had fabulous food there, and the reason we had fabulous food is because they have wonderful chefs from both the old Adolph's in Santa Cruz and the Green Valley Grill, both of which have closed down. And so all the best chefs have found their way to California Grill, and where Dick Pichot is the owner, and his daughters manage the place. And Dick is also the owner of Lakeside Organics, so you can count on the produce and everything being the freshest it can possibly be, plus having, you know, the best, most talented chefs do it. So when you go in, please thank them. Please thank the California Grill for being the sole sponsor of the Saturday special. I've never understood why nobody wants to sponsor the Saturday special. But Dick Pichot has stepped up to the plate, And he has sponsored the Saturday special, so he deserves great kudos and appreciation from everyone. Okay, we got 12 minutes, less than 12 minutes left. Here's Nick in Royal Oaks. Nick, thanks for waiting a long time. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm like vinegar and oil. You got to shake it up.
Okay, good.
So I've been sitting a little bit.
All right.
But as far as topics for shows, what do you think of local stories?
We're doing it. I mean, Ethan Barham, if you listen to Ethan from 12 to 2, Rosie said, Ethan, we'd love to have you. You're very intelligent, but we'd love to have you do more local issues. And that's all he needed to hear.
Well, just that guy who said he was part of that pharmacy on Mission Street. Just to get some thought in.
We're always doing that, and you're right, we got to do it more. So thank you for the suggestion.
And I have a slogan. I think we ought to bring up the topic of annexation of Watsonville.
By Santa Cruz?
No, they want to do the Redmond House area annex.
Well, I'm sure Charlie will cover that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect thing for him.
I have a slogan. Can I give them to you?
Please.
Get out of Watsonville Dodge, and that's referring to annexation.
Right.
And then up your annexation. So that's what.
Annexation.
I like when people just call spontaneous and just put in a word. That's how I like to work it.
So. Well, you have struck like lightning. I want to thank you for your call to the Saturday special. That was Nick in Royal Oaks. Here's Katie in Aptos.
Hi, I don't have a whole lot of ideas for what you could be doing with this valuable airtime that you're so fortunate to have, but I'll tell you what I would not like to hear any more of, and that is the gossip. It seems to be every time I tune in to this show, it's just gossip about your callers
I appreciate it. Clearly you did not listen to last week's show with Bobby Seale.
I don't listen all the time, but I'll tell you, I've tuned in a handful of times in the last few months, and it is the same thing over and over, and it's just, and the word
sort
for
of
it,
washing the dirty laundry of the radio station is what you're talking about, yeah?
It's gossip. It's got all the elements of seventh grade girls at lunch. It's just gossip, and it's not interesting per se or entertaining, but it's just gossiping about your hosts and your callers. And I could see maybe once every 5 years, but on a regular basis, I don't think it works.
Katie, I appreciate that. You're probably right, and it goes back to laziness on my part. I mean,
It sounds like. It sounds like you didn't have anything else prepared, and so you just came in.
That's exactly true.
The breeze about and let people call in and entertain all the callers who have further gossip, and then it feeds on itself, and that's how gossip is, and it's not good. I don't think it's really the show you want to be doing.
Okay, now may I, all due respect, I'm serious. Okay. You opened your call by saying, I don't have anything to suggest, but I know what I don't like. And you remind me of one of those people on the zoning board of the city of Santa Cruz 30 years ago who, you know, I had poured my heart and soul into designing a house that I wanted to build for myself. Paid engineers and architects and everything, all kinds of money, and then I had to go before this zoning board of five bleepholes who couldn't even read a set of drawings if their life depended upon it, and they would say things like, well, I don't know what I don't like about this. All I know is that I just don't like it, you know? And you remind
me
of
that. Right, but don't throw the
bait.
No, no, no. No. Let me, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here now. Just, not everybody has entertainment ideas. I'm pointing out to you, rather than saying, I could probably come up with a lot of ideas, honestly. But I wanted to take this time to just, because I don't know that you've ever maybe thought of it in these terms, that it is gossip, that you've applied that word to it. And that's what I'm pointing out to you. Now, I could probably come up with 35 ideas of things you could be doing.
God, if you wouldn't, if that'd be so great, you know? And by the way, if you don't, I think what you're saying is legitimate. Because you're right. You're right. I'm a lazy guy. I take the lazy way out. I don't do any prep for most of my shows.
And you know what?
Even the shows, and people seem to like it. But you know what?
Be lazy, and find a way to be lazy on your show and have fun with it. But ixnay the gossip. That's all I'm saying. But you can be lazy. You don't have to be prepared. If this is your thing and that's what you want to do and that's what makes you happy, do that. But just when you go into it next week, go, I'm going to try doing the show without gossip this week and see what happens. You can still be lazy. You can still rest on your laurels and just have fun.
Well,
you
wait
don't
a
have
minute.
To,
it's,
you know,
it's the station. It's the callers who bring up what you call gossip. I don't think I ever do, do I? But what
well,
you're saying,
you know, I don't know.
What
but
you're saying is that I when someone it. Brings that when br- someone br- brings it in the direction of gossip, I should step in and say, hey, you know, if you have a problem with one of our hosts, why don't you call that host instead of yeah, we
yeah,
did that with Rebecca Costa.
Maybe.
Someone sent me an email yesterday, a vicious email about Rebecca Costa and Ethan Behrman. You know, and they said these people are they were bothered, and they said that they're obviously not who they say they are. They have agendas and stuff like that, and I won't listen to Rebecca because Rebecca only interviews extreme lefties. And I said, well, obviously you didn't listen to Rebecca's interview with Grover Norquist and a bunch of other conservatives. You know, she's got a great website, RebeccaCosta.com, where you click on Costa Report and you can see the hundreds of guests she's probably had already, and they're from all parts of the political spectrum. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah. So people like
I know you're running out of time.
All right.
Yes, they do. And I just want to say this, one last thing. I think you have a great thing going on with your station. So I didn't want to just call up and criticize. I just wanted to point out that one word, gossip, and make you aware of that. And then, because I don't
Billy
think you want to
and other gossip. And other staff members of the radio station, that drives them crazy too. Washing the station's dirty laundry, they call it. They said,
"Well, yeah, okay." So I'm not the only one. And I know your mom
absolutely.
Kind of feels that way. It seems like Kate. Does.
Oh, she's
but
probably
I think
wincing.
You have you've got a great station. And you got a great, everybody on there is fantastic. And so I just want you to know that.
Thank you, Katie. Appreciate it. Hey, Wendell in Live Oak, real quick. Hurry, you're on the air. Wendell.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I think KSCO is the best in senile gossip radio. And as far as anybody taking you out to lunch, you're already out to lunch.
And that's great.
You guys have a mutual admiration society down there at your radio station, and I agree with the last caller, and I also agree with the caller that said that...
I didn't cut Wendell off. I swear to God. I mean, I don't know what happened to his phone. It still shows that he's on, but I'm not...
He is on. He is on.
Wendell, what happened to your phone? Anyhow, so we'll go to Frankie in Watsonville. Frankie, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Well, thanks for taking my call, and the reason I'm calling is because... I enjoy a Charlie Friedman show, Happy Hour show, even though I'm considered a Democrat. I'm able to enjoy the show, use a really balanced perspective. And is there any real push to have him like syndicated? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that would be able to enjoy.
Oh, my God. Oh, now there's going to be no living with Charlie. If he's listening, he's going to say, CMZ, even the listeners think I should be syndicated. Oh, my God. Well, anyhow, yeah, he's pretty good, I got to admit. Frankie, thanks for your call. Okay, Brian and Salinas, you're on. Real quick, there's less than 3 minutes left. You're on.
I just want to thank you guys for turning me on to talk radio. You know, when you brought Alex Jones into Santa Cruz a couple years ago, that's when I found out about the station. And since then, you're on my radio 90% of the time. You know, I appreciate the Saturday special. And I, you know, I like to listen to the Week in Review because it was a break from a lot of the serious issues throughout the week. And, you know, just like everybody else, sometimes the weekends are times when you need to wind down. And I'm 30 years old, and I like the best segment you guys play is the golden age of radio. I listen to that's my favorite time.
We got to do it. We got. It's been suggested so many times. People are frustrated because they said they never know where it's going to be placed. It should have its own schedule. We got to do it. Brian, thank you so much. I'm thrilled that you're 30 years old. I mean, that's great. Tell your contemporaries about us, Annalise and Soquel. What would the show be without you? How are you?
Oh, well, it would do probably very nicely, according to you, so it's sort of a laughing matter that I should even be on the radio, right? See? Good.
Yes, on the radio. Laughing.
Okay. Yes, right. So you can have a good laugh with that, and go ahead and laugh.
I'm laughing with you, not at you.
Oh, no, that isn't the case, MZ.
No, I'm laughing at you, not with... No, wait a minute. Maybe that was right. No. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say I really agree with Kate. I mean, you have some great things on your program. That's why I listen to the radio. I think there are people, your radio program, that is. I listen to a number of things, and I personally think you make such an issue out of a word that you have a lot of people that join in. What do you do when people actually come from other countries and have other accents and have other ways of pronouncing? You don't make them the subject of scorn and derision, but you do with me.
Not scorn.
You know, it's not very attractive.
Not scorn.
And you want to know how people... You know why people don't want to call in? A number of people have said to me, listening to what happened to you, I would never want to call in. These are intelligent people. They don't want to be subject to that. They don't find it amusing. I know you find that a great way to have radio, to create this kind of, you know, you think it revs up everybody.
Jerry Springer type, maybe?
Well, maybe so, but you know what? Not everybody likes to be listening to that, and not everybody likes to be subject to what you do to them. And when
Rick, I know that we should be in the news now, but this is so good, I don't want to cut Annalise off.
It's
so
just, I don't want to be subject to that. You know, I've asked you not to. It wasn't the issue of the day. I wasn't the issue of the day, and you made it so. It isn't attractive. It becomes worse than gossip. It becomes vicious. And I'm glad I could at least say that without your making it an object of a joke in itself. There are times when there is a lot of humor in life, and I am a person of a lot of humor. Ask anybody who knows me at all. But to make me the subject, which you did over and over, you know, when I call in and before I can even say anything here, you know what I'm going to do, and I know exactly what you're going to do. Of course, you've done it before many times, and you think it's great to do that to a person. It isn't to anyone else. You have people that will jump in and do this kind of thing. Is called mob mentality, and there is an element of sadistic behavior going on here. It is not funny, but it is what people do object to, and I've heard them make that comment to me.
It's sort of like having a laugh at another person's expense.
It isn't,
I think,
sort of
is
like laughing, having a laugh at another person. That is not good humor. Good humor is when everybody can laugh, and there aren't people being hurt in the process. And if you're making people afraid to call in and you want to know what you can do differently, maybe you could consider not doing that. We've had that problem or discussion from the time I called in, when I came to call you to just thank you for a program, and you said you didn't want to hear from somebody who just had nice things to say. You wanted somebody who objected. And I said to you right then, okay, well, let's just agree. Here's my we can disagree. You want somebody to call in and be, you know, derisive, and I would like to just be complimentary. So here we have your disagreement and my way of saying thank you. Well, that wasn't enough. So it just went on from there at that point, and it went on at that moment when you said your mother had said something about, don't argue with Annalise, you're making a fool out of yourself, and then you asked to the greater audience, okay, am I a fool? And you asked me, and I said, well, your mother's known you better than anyone. I can't disagree with your mother. She knew you before you took your first breath, when you said your first words, when you took your first steps. She knows you better. I'm not going to disagree with your mother. But I will say, you don't do yourself any favor to be seen and to be heard as a person who hurts other people and who puts them up for scorn. That is not laughing with people, and that is not encouraging people to laugh at people. And so what if I say radio? And you ask me a number of times to explain why I don't know how to speak English. I have a degree in English, excuse me. English is my sixth language, and I don't do it badly. And I don't appreciate that. And to a point, it can be all right, and I just, you know, it just goes off. But I hear other people say exactly what I've said to you. And they don't even bother to listen to your programs. And yes, Charlie, I want to say, Charlie Friedman, is a wonderful historian. He is extraordinary with his working with people, even people who are openly critical of him or even quite inaccurate in the recall of history. He will explain. He is truly a gentleman, and at times I think, and I have said to him and called him about it to say he reaches statesmanship when he conducts his program.
Okay.
And so
okay.
Those are my suggestions.
Now, thank you, Annalise. I apologize to you, and I hope you're happy that I was able to, that we even preempted CBS News so that you could have your say.
Thank you for letting me say it. I just hope it has some good effect.
That's about it. Thank you, Annalise. Can we have the "That's all, folks"? Or is that in another place here? Rick, I guess. let's see. What time is it here? It is 12:04 and 13:14, 15 seconds. Maybe it's already playing and I just can't hear it. Anyhow, that's it, gang. See you next week. Or I won't see you next week. Someone else will be sitting in. But take care. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's CBS News almost over.
Opponents label the bill a tax increase. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Tucson.
There may be no need to stand on a New York City street corner to hail a cab much longer. There's going to be an app for that. The company Uber Technologies has been chosen to make e-hailing available to taxi hunters in a one-year pilot program. Livery cab owners, which rely on only prearranged rides, aren't happy about it. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad. 5 minutes past the hour on this Saturday afternoon, April 27th. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, online at KSCO.com. I'm Rick O'Shea with a traffic and weather update for this Saturday afternoon. Highway 1 northbound and southbound is a little bit slow as you head around the central coast, predominantly at the area close to 41st, close to Highway 1, River Street, Highway 9. That area is slow, so if you come around towards the Costco area, it's going to be causing a little bit of backup there. Highway 1 at Struve Road, a two-car crash. One vehicle off the road is stuck into the grass on the right-hand side. Your weather outlook today, it's a beautiful Santa Cruz Central Coast day. Temperatures this afternoon in the middle 50s around the Monterey Peninsula. Lower to middle 70s at the coast in Santa Cruz. Middle to upper